A trade may be in the works involving the Boko Haram. A leadership vacuum in Asia creates an aha moment. And girls are valued, not disposed of by Christians in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic terror group Boko Haram is in talks with Nigeria's government. They might trade some of the kidnapped schoolgirls for 19 prisoners. Why isn't this getting more attention in the news? Dr. Boulous Galadima shares an insider's perspective. He recently came from Jos, Nigeria, to lead Biola University's Cook School of Intercultural Studies.
In the West, it's politically correct to say, well, this isn't really that bad. And they have declared their intentions very clearly, that their intention is to wipe out Christianity. They are relentless, just unimaginable atrocities committed against Christians and against the church. And when they take cities, they do not release those, and it's convert to Islam or you are killed.
Find more about it at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the International Rescue Committee warns the number of Ebola cases is doubling roughly every 3 weeks. If nothing changes, they predict a global crisis in 4 weeks. World Renew has redoubled their efforts in the hotspot areas. Their approach includes community education, training, sanitation supplies, and setting up Ebola task forces in Liberia and Sierra Leone. I'll be praying for those who are acting as the hands and feet of Christ, and pray for an end to the outbreak. This is Mission Network News. Human trafficking. It's a terrible social injustice that's plaguing the world. Women and children sold for evil intentions. Vision Beyond Borders is reaching out to these victims, but they need your help to do it. VBB's Diane Romaine says they're taking a trip to India and Nepal next month, and they need more people to go.
The one that you're talking about in November will be going specifically into the red light districts in several countries, and they'll be ministering directly to the women who are trapped there.
VBB is working with a partner that's trying to rescue these victims while also sharing Christ. Unfortunately, the pool of travelers is pretty low. Romaine wants you to pray about going, even if you don't feel qualified.
There truly are no mighty men or women of God. Everyone is just a weak, fragile, empty vessel filled with the power of a living God. And we don't have to have everything together because it's not us that does the work.
Join the trip to India and Nepal through a link in the story at our website. Meanwhile, we all have a big challenge ahead of us. According to Joe Handley of Asian Access, the church in Asia continues to grow faster than leaders can be developed. Asian Access brings potential leaders of all different churches together to train in community. Handley says this method causes the leaders to realize,
we could work together for the kingdom. Maybe we should be planting churches together. Maybe we should be engaging our community together. And the unity that shows itself in the power of these churches working together collaboratively is quite amazing.
Here's how you can expand the training. First, pray.
The second thing you can do is come, join us. You know, maybe you're one of those seasoned veteran leaders that you could come invest in the life of others, especially if you enjoy mentoring. That's what they're hungry for.
You can also give to help these leaders. Check it out at our website. And when you think of the word disposable, you might think of razors or diapers, right? You probably don't think of baby girls. But before a girl in India is even born, her life is in danger. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says families see girls as dowries and debt. Boys mean a future. Mission India is offering church planter training, literacy classes, and children's Bible clubs. Through Christ, communities come to see that girls are loved and valued too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to get something to help with your prayer life? Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.